Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. How's
I'll be your host. I'll be your co-host today.
What's shaking?
I don't know. I put on a costume for you. Do you like it?
A costume. The costume is eyeliner.
Apparently it comes with a new voice too. This is, no, look, I wore a mod turtleneck.
It looks good. You look very pretty.
And I brought my swinging 60s. Winged eyeliner. I'm fabulous.
We are taking a trip back in time. For those of you who said that, you know, who may be feeling like 2020 can't end fast enough or this wasn't your year, don't worry. We're taking a little trip backward this episode. It's all about the 60s.
So you could do 2020 again.
It's all about the swinging 60s right now.
It is.
Yeah, we were inspired by another era this episode.
We were. I mean, we still have the modern era's beauty news to get through first before we delve into the 60s. But I don't know, the holiday time makes me feel very vintagey anyway. Like, you know, old carols, like a little glamour, sparkle, that kind of vibe.
It is kind of cool that some things, like, you know, that there is like a something's never changed. Like, there is a constant of...
Yeah, listen, I'm going to put on Mariah Carey, and we're going to hear the song. It's just going to happen.
Yes.
And I celebrate Hanukkah. I don't even celebrate Christmas, but, you know, that's how we do.
It's just, it's the feeling, it's the mood, it's the hallmarks, no pun intended, of the year.
Oh, nice, nice. So, okay, so beauty news, and then in the 60s special...
Oh, yes, yeah, what we're going to talk
first
about.
First up... Beauty looks from the 60s inspired by Ariana Grande's video and the Queen's Gambit.
but we'll talk a little history and teach you something. And then Jess has a little book club moment, an amazing book about a fabulous hairstylist who was really known in the 60s, but all the way up through to 2000, Mr. Kenneth, or Kenneth as he's known.
So Kenneth, yeah, one name that. Only, Kenneth. Yeah, I just finished the book and I'm so inspired.
Yeah, and we'll just get like our 60s vibe going on. You guys ready for it?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay, we're coming in hot after Thanksgiving with lots of beauty news. I actually had to do a hard edit this week, guys, to bring you just the best.
Oh, wow. That's great. Lots going on. That's very exciting.
Some weird Jen stuff, too, so just get ready. Okay. World, get ready for some new beauty URLs. That's right. Beginning in 2021, you know how there's .com and .org, maybe a .fm or whatever? They're now going to be selling and registering .beauty, .hair, .skin, and .makeup.
What?
Yeah, the XYZ registry that is the top-level domain, like, carrier said that on December 1st, they're going to, like, let trademark people start getting them, and then the general public in March of 2021. I was like, oh, shit, do we get fatmascara.beauty, fatmascara.hair?
Ooh.
And that's ridiculous, but... thought that was kind
that's
of interesting.
Interesting, but wait, do companies, are they buying them up? Is it like...
Well, it's not buying them. Well, you can buy them, but if you want to register your domain, the company that handles that is now going to let you do it with these.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you were starting a beauty company right now, I'm just saying, you might want to get on that and buy up all those domains because it could be helpful. All right, fragrance collabs. Two, I just had to mention, Jo Malone, the perfumer behind Jo Loves, and our guest on episode 40. Whoa, episode 40. So long
God,
ago.
Like an eons ago.
She collaborated with Zara on a collection of 8 fragrances. And I have to say, Zara makes amazing fragrances. Have you ever like smelled? They've had their own private label perfumes and they're just so good. So I have not gotten to smell these yet, but I'm very excited to do so. The line is called Zara Emotions by Jo Loves. And then Byredo keeps doing these collabs. This one was with Travis Scott. I mentioned this on our Instagram.
Yes, I saw this.
So hilarious. It's called Space Rage and it has scents of cosmic dust in it. So I feel like we manifested that one because we know Ben, we've talked about Travis, we know fragrance. It's a fat mascara trifecta. All right, another beauty line. Makeup artist Monica Blunder. You know her work for sure. She's worked with Gemma Chan, Jennifer Garner. She's starting her own line. And the first product, just one product to start, is Blunder Cover, a concealer foundation hybrid. Comes in 7 shades. She's launching 5 more soon. And there are lip and cheek products coming as well.
Blunder Cover. I like that she's starting with just one product.
Yeah, she was talking about how her name, she was like, I can't use my name. You know, Blunder sounds like a mistake. But I kind of love it. As like
Blunder Cover. Yeah. It's like undercover and the blunder, I think of like blending. I don't know. It's just, I like the whole sound and feel of it.
Yes. Then a shout out to our listener, Paula, for this little tidbit from our Facebook group. Oh, I went deep on this. She linked to a Twitter storm, you know, multiple tweets from a researcher in social psychology who did this like data analysis. She analyzed the 3 most popular scented candles and their reviews on Amazon over the course of 2020 and found the proportion of reviews mentioning a lack of scent, like a negative review, like this scented candle doesn't smell great.
That's the most horrible offense.
Worst
for a
review
candle.
You could get for a candle. Yeah. Grew from less than 2% in 2019 to over 6% now, which is a very statistically significant in the numbers we're talking about. Change. Jess, can you guess why that might be happening? Why are people complaining the candles don't smell?
Oh, God, this feels like a riddle.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah. I will be here for a while.
Her hypothesis, and a lot of people have supported this.
Oh, wait, COVID nose?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Here in America, we're up to millions and millions of people who have had COVID. And a lot of my friends who have had it, by the way, never really had the cold or the flu symptoms, but lost their sense of smell. So imagine you buy your scented candle, you're home more. All of a sudden, you're like, this thing don't smell.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's going on? And so there has been, like, the graphs are fascinating because as COVID took off, like 3 months later, you started to see this changing.
That is fascinating.
Isn't that crazy? Okay. I almost called that science corner. That was math corner.
I thought it was like, I thought we were going to go on like a pop psychology route or like it was going to be, I thought we were going to go in a way different route. But wow.
But if you want, like there's like good hypothesis. It's not just like guessing in that one. Like what else would it be?
Well, I thought maybe it was like our noses are getting so much more sophisticated that if it ain't diptyque, we don't want it.
I know. In my head, I was like, I want to say 80% of the candles I try, I'm like, nope, scent throw is not up to, you know, my standards. But no. It's a disease.
Oh, God.
All right. Rounded on some really great positive news in Jen's Science Corner, asbestos update.
Jesus okay. Christ. Oh, my
God. Sorry. Okay. Remember when I sat through the FDA hearings on talc and cosmetics for all of you?
I remember that that weekend, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a four-hour thing to report to you that basically the government doesn't know what the hell it's doing. There's so many testing methods for asbestos in cosmetics that we had a problem. The problem is, of course, that when you mine talc, which is a very common ingredient in cosmetics, sometimes asbestos gets into it. And companies may not knowingly, you know, they're not knowingly putting asbestos, which is a carcinogen, into their products, but they could end up in there. So they ended that whole thing about a year ago, and they said, oh, we need more research. New research is here. So a new study was just published in the Environmental Health Insights Journal showing 14% of the products they tested 21 products, contained asbestos. Still to this day. And one of them was a children's product, actually. And like I said, this isn't because they're putting asbestos in there. It's because mined talc often unknowingly has this ingredient. The researchers who did this, who were funded by the Environmental Working Group, pointed out that even if the FDA is able to standardize testing, which they need to do, they don't have the power to do recalls. They can't even change this. You know, of course, asbestos is banned from products, but what can they do if it ends up in there accidentally? So say what you will about changing the way FDA works. The EWG, however, does have some suggestions for people about how to avoid asbestos in their cosmetics, and I will link to those for you on the blog. But I will also say, if you have the cheaper powdered makeup, they sometimes don't have as much transparency with where their talc comes from. And weirdly, the cheaper stuff is often used in kids' cosmetics. You know, like those crappy little eyeshadows that are kind of chalky
for little girls. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's talc, it's a mineral, it's natural. Just be a little bit wary of that. And I'll link to a lot more information for you guys on the blog. And that was Jen's Science Corner. And that was the news.
Whew!
I don't know why all these 60 songs are coming into my head right now. Jen, nobody wants you to sing. They want to hear about beauty. Okay.
I know what I have playing in the back of my mind since we've started.
What?
Like one of my absolute all-time favorite movies, like to the grave, like top five is Austin Powers, obviously the first one. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. Just like the theme. So so I have like all of that instrumental playing in my head.
I like that. Everybody else, just put that in your head right now while we talk about.
We don't have the rights, sorry.
The 60s are having a little bit of a comeback. This sort of started up about a month ago. You know, Ariana Grande's position video. I don't know if you've seen it, but you know, she's like in the White House and whatever. Killing it with the makeup looks from the 60s.
That was fashion's good too.
Fashion's amazing. Her makeup artist is Michael Anthony, by the way, and really paying an ode to that era. Well, I just finished watching Queen's Gambit, which is the chess TV series, which takes place in the 60s. And oh my God, the makeup and the beauty and the fashion in that as well. So amazing. So I'm not the only one. Even on TikTok, I was noticing, like, I love when, like, the little TikTok kids are like, oh, look, let me teach you about this thing I discovered from the 60s. I'm like, girl, people have been doing cut creases for like 60 years. It's not new. But I am feeling it. So I did a little bit of research.
Okay, do tell.
Well, I wanted to know where the hell the cut crease came from. And when I say that, by the way, it's
and you're talking about cut crease eyeshadow? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. And they did a lot of this look in Ariana's video and on the show that I was watching where they deepen the color of the socket.
Right.
You know, there's a pale shadow on your lid right above your lashes.
Right.
And then like a cut line, not just like a contoured socket. Thing, a cut line. Now, if you don't have a socket to your eye and you have more of a flat lid, you just do it with like eyeliner. It's a twiggy look from back in the day. And I was trying to find who the first person that did this was. And some historians were going back to Elizabeth Taylor in the Cleopatra movie, which was like in 63. Remember she had like the turquoise mm-hmm. kind of long elongated eye with the black eyeliner?
Yes.
But it wasn't quite cut. I think it really was with Twiggy and the whole mod movement. And then the Mary Quant situation took it up a notch.
Like, are you talking about like a graphic line that yes. goes into the socket?
Like now, some people call it like floating eyeliner.
So when I think of a cut crease liner, I'm thinking more shadow. You're talking about an actual like a floating liner that goes into the socket. That goes into the actual socket. Sharon Tate did this a lot.
And it's not just liner. Like, you can do it with a dark shadow. But the thing is, like, you're not blending the way you would with, like, a typical gradient 80s kind
yes,
of eyeshadow.
Yes, exactly.
And I just want to just fill everybody in on Mary Quant. If you have not looked into that makeup line, it was so ahead of its time. It was very mod. It's, you know, like, these crayons, these eyeliners. It had, like, Benefit-like names, like Benetton, you know, like, this was, like, way back in the 60s. It was, like, cheeky names. And it just had this vibe, and I thought that was fabulous, and it was inspiring me to wear my eyeliner like I am right now.
It looks really cool. It looks really good.
I know.
Make sure you take a photo.
I will. Oh, and one more trend that it was popping back up, but it has been for a while, is the almond nail.
Oh, that always reminds me of, I mean, again, all of these things, it's like they come back I'm not even going to say every decade, they come back like every, like 2 years with somebody who makes it feel fresh for a new generation or a new kind of like class of like, you know, person who's like, oh, I didn't know about this. You know, like when Adele had her long nails yes. that nobody had seen before, but it's like, oh no, well, people had done that before, but it just looks fresh to you. So Adele had those beautiful, long, neutral nails.
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Queen's Gambit. Everyone's talking about it. But for the beauty looks alone, I feel like I need to see it.
You should. I wish I could do this without gel extensions, but my nails are just too wide. I can't get them into those nice pointy shapes. But I wanted to call out, I was trying to think like, okay, who really started this one? Even in the 60s, they were looking back to the 20s and 30s with the looks, by the way, I was finding. But I'm going to give it to Barbara Streisand. Who else? But a 60s music, you know, when she was in her 60s yeah, phase yeah. and she would caress the mic with those long fingers with those almond-shaped nails.
Yeah.
Like Ariana. I know that she's one of your idols, so like maybe you were paying homage, and I like that.
Yeah. It feels like everything just gets recycled, which I kind of like because it's like, It keeps these beauty looks alive, but we do have to kind of go back and appreciate. So that kind of leads us to our next segment.
Okay, insert the 60s music here, and I'll see you on the other side. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing
that's good.
Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
All right, let's keep this party going. I got a beauty book that really captured my attention. You know, there are always lots of like beautiful hardcover beauty books that come around, especially towards the end of the year for the holiday season for gifting. And some are more coffee table books. Some are more of a read. This is both. And I have to tell you, if you are a beauty buff, and certainly if you are into hair, this is one that should absolutely be on your list. It's called Kenneth Sheer Elegance. The author is Giuseppe Longo, all right? And I want to tell you guys about it. Welcome to my book corner. I should have prefaced it like that.
Oh, you get a corner.
I get
Everybody
a corner.
Everybody gets a corner.
This is my corner. And I am really excited about this one because it really took me back.
I feel like we're in Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, I know.
Like you're Lamar Burton.
I wish I could get that. Can we imagine we got that music? Okay. So this took me back to a place where I feel like does not exist anymore in beauty. And I don't mean to sound over dramatic, but I just don't think it does. And here's why, okay? It is a place, a romantic place that I just don't think can exist. Now,
it kicks off with Garen doing a little intro. And Garen, another single named hairstylist. First of all, how many of those exist anymore? And he talks about Kenneth as really this kind of icon to him. And for Garen to have this kind of wide-eyed, starry look at someone, you know this person's important. Now, if you're like, wait, get to the point, who is Kenneth? Kenneth was a hairstylist who really shone in the 60s. He had a 50-year career. It started in the 50s, but his star clients were like Jackie O, Judy Garland, Diana Vreeland, Marilyn Monroe. She's actually on the cover of the book with him. He was somebody who didn't just like, you know, he wasn't just a hairstylist. He like created kind of like identities through the hairstyles that he did.
Like, picture the person that gave Ariana Grande her ponytail. Kenneth did that for these ladies.
Thank you. That's beautifully stated. Exactly. So, but he wasn't, and I'll get to this in a second, but he wasn't like a showman, like, look at me, I'm in the star too, you got to get me in the frame. He was not somebody, this was like before the time where people were like, a hanger-on, you know, like, I'm not going to name names, but you know, there are people who are like, oh, I'm the star too. He was this like complete class act where he really was behind the scenes a bit, and he just kind of became a star because his work was so amazing. So when Garen's talking in the intro, when he's writing in the intro, he said, I pulled this little excerpt out because it really sucked me into this world that, like I said, does not exist. He arrives, Garen, if go back to our interview because he talks about his upbringing. It's kind of similar. He grew up in Niagara Falls, Garen, and he goes to, you know, Kenneth's like New York townhouse, you know, beautiful salon. And he goes, I arrived and I was in fantasy land. There were all these ladies sitting on banquettes having lunch with telephones brought to them. They'd be sitting on the telephone while getting their hair done. And from his eye line, he saw Babe Paley, the famous socialite. He saw Jackie O. He said it was magic. Now, Kenneth was famous. You might be thinking, you know, what kind of hair did he do? I mentioned those ladies. But he was somebody who broke loose from that 1950s kind of like little super coif politician lady hair. He broke loose.
Not the Margaret Thatcher bouffanty hair.
Yeah, he wanted that.
Well, she wasn't the 50s. She was the, you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, but yes, exactly. He got broke loose in that tightly coiffed style, and he gave a much more airy, movable style. He made people around the country, yes, the country, not just like, you know, Park Avenue, want sexy, glamorous hair. So I urge you to look at this book for anything, like just even like this reading about this time in history and this time in beauty is really interesting. But just the photos alone, like looking at the salon is like, wait, this was a salon, is incredible. Everything is like, it's like looking
gilded.
At, yes. But it's actually inspired by the Royal Pavilion, which is also known as the Brighton Pavilion in England. It's like everything is lush colors, lush interiors. But there were just a couple of little things like that stuck with me. I mean, obviously you can tell this book really stuck with me. But he knew the power of relationship building. So he started at Helena Rubinstein. By the way, he grew up in poverty in Syracuse. Okay, this wasn't like a trust fund kid that was like, I want to be in hair. He grew up in Syracuse. He went to beauty school on 42nd and 5th. He saw like an ad, like, oh, do you want to be a hairdresser? And he did all this. You know, he built his reputation just, you know, with elbow grease. He went to Helena Rubinstein, and he had this very eclectic circle of clients. And I think, Jen, I think you'll appreciate this because when we were baby beauty editors, we weren't going to like, oh, hey, you know, Serge, can you do my hair? You know, Mr. Fakai, can you do my hair? We were seeing like the junior stylist. So he was seeing all the junior editors. He was seeing the models that were not the cover girls. He was like, I'll see anyone. Like, I'll see all the junior people. And he formed real friendships with them. He would do their hair, like, you know, on the weekends. He would go to their houses. And then, lo and behold, they became the top bananas. And then that's how he
made his name, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was just whatever industry you're in, I just thought that was really interesting. Like, he just worked on the power of his relationships. And then one of those relationships was a wife of a little-known senator in Massachusetts who was Jackie Kennedy,
yeah.
who came in one day because her person, who normally did her hair, had a cold.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it was just one of these, like, oh, just like the chance meetings. And then just the last thing that I'm going to say is just that he really created this idea of the grand salon, but he did not like to be thought of as like the celebrity, which I thought was so different from the moment now. And I'm not dissing celebrity hairdressers or celebrity makeup artists. Obviously, we wouldn't have a show if I didn't think
Yeah, there was no like Kenneth Hairbrand. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, no, he did have product. He did have product.
Okay.
Get the book. He had even had a makeup line. He had a fragrance.
Okay.
But so
Was it called Kenneth?
I think I have the book in front of me right now. It's like, but I mean, this book is so amazing. I mean,
but he was known for
he had to make money. You know, he wasn't stupid. Yeah. He was called Kenneth. But he called himself a servant. He thought that he should show up to work in a suit and a tie. But like there were a couple of examples in the book where he was like, he was like, and his name was in the paper, and he got uncomfortable, and he's like, okay, this is the last time I show up to like a social event. You know, like he looked at it as work, and I just think it's funny. Now we're in such a different period in history where the era of the grand salon, where you go in because, oh, the stylist is, you know, I want to be seen at this place, is over.
No, you want to go to the kitchen of the cool guy on Instagram.
Exactly.
Or girl.
Exactly. But at the same time, we are in the era of the celebrity big deal Instagram stylist or the Instagram makeup artist. So it's like, if I was reading this book and I'm like, would he be really confused by this period? Like we're not in the period where the client or the consumer is the celebrity. We really aren't. We're in the
period. And honestly, it's timely right now because we miss that social aspect of being at a salon that was like a hive.
Oh my God, Jen, you nailed it. Like, I didn't even think about that. Right. So, okay. So the consumer is no longer the celebrity. The client, even if you're like Madonna, well, she's not like the top banana right now. Love you, Madonna. But you know what I mean? But like, okay, Ariana Grande, she is, I'll just use someone who you just mentioned, she is the like the celebrity, but like her people are like just almost as famous as she is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know what I mean? But her glam is super famous too.
Yeah.
And like, there's no like social place where you can go and feel like a celebrity,
and be around like you know, hanging out with like people being glamorous and getting a phone brought to you,
right?
Oh, like, also in the phones,
well, right. So you have your
you
own.
Go
phone.
Back in time and just show them what it's like now. We're both holding up. The client is holding up her smartphone. The stylist is holding up their smartphone. They're in a kitchen. Both of them are wearing masks.
Oh my God. Oh, and the food that was brought to these women. Oh my God. The food was incredible.
No, like it was like an event. It was an event going to the hair salon.
And he was so great. He would say like, I know some people will come to me once a year. Some people will come to me 5 times a week. You know, like, but they're all treated the same.
I'm glad you got a little like time travel with that book and a little like just like a fun escape.
It was an escape, and it was, you know, I know that it's a different time, but it just felt it was a reminder of how the beauty industry can make people feel, and it was also it raised some questions about what could be lost and could it ever be found again? I don't know.
I hope that that's not the case, and that. We have 2021 is a better year on that front.
Me too.
Anyway,
amazing book.
Amazing book. We'll put a link on the episode recap.
Yes. Well done, Giuseppe Longo. All right, we've got to raise a wand. Thank you so much, Emily from Virginia.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Emily. I'm calling from Virginia. Big, big fan here. Jess, I was so sad to hear the news about Janetta's passing. And Jen, I was so happy to hear when you found Wolfgang. So following along with y'all for ages now and a really big fan. I am here to raise a wand to a product I don't think has been mentioned on the podcast, the Peter Thomas Roth Unwrinkle Peel Pads. These, I wouldn't say they're a dupe for the Dennis Gross peel pads, but they're an alternative. They are my desert island standby. They have glycolic, salicylic, lactic, and something called linolenic, which I never even heard of. And they also have amino acids. And unlike the Dennis Gross pads, I know that the Dennis Gross ones, you put on one and then you put on a second as a neutralizer. With the Peter Thomas Roth ones, you put on one, then you can wait 30 seconds, you can wait a minute, you can wait 5 minutes if you have tough skin like me, and then you splash with water to do the neutralizing. They're great not only for wrinkles, but for acne. So I use them whenever I'm having a blemish flare-up. So I think folks will love them. And the best part is that they're $45 for 60 pads, whereas I think the Dennis Gross ones are closer to $90 for just 30 pads. And kind of an expert hack, I cut mine in half, and the half pad is good for my entire face, my neck, my chest, and the tops of my hands. So I really get 120 pads out of the canister. So love them. Hope all of your listeners will love them too. Thank you so much for all you do.
First of all, I love when people know about our cats and dogs, and we get so many nice wishes. Love that, Emily. Also, love that you're giving us info, prices, ingredients. I will just say one thing, linolenic acid, which you mentioned. It is not linoleic acid. That's a different thing, but you said it correctly. It's an omega-5 fatty acid. It's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory, and my guess is it's in that product because when you're doing those kind of peels, you know, like to prevent the redness and all that, they want to also include something that is anti-inflammatory. So even though it says acid in its name, it is not a peeling acid. It is a soothing acid, a fatty acid, if you will. Chin Science Corner. Okay. You ready for ours?
I'm ready.
I brought a 60s themed one.
Look at you.
Okay. Did you notice my eyeliner? Of course you did. We talked about it.
Of course I did. It's very pretty. Very pretty.
I'm going to do this. I don't do this often, but like 4 weeks ago, I raised a wand to a Lauren Conrad beauty product. I'm going to raise a wand to another one. Of course, her liquid eyeliner is amazing. That's what the girl is known for. And I was like, let's see how she did. That shit is good. Little brushy pen that stains very pointed. The ink flows smoothly. The black is not shiny and not matte. It's like that perfect in between. You know, I don't get this shiny.
Oh, I don't like when they're like leathery.
Oh, no, yeah. Not for me. I have had this on since 9 a.m. this morning, Jess. Look at that.
9 a.m.? That looks very fresh.
I put it on this morning. And I have a slightly saggier lid in my chocolate brown years. And yes. So lately when I'm saying
I understand.
So sometimes with the liquid eyeliners, I'll get that transfer where the lid presses down on top of the line and then you have like the floating line above. No transfer, dried quickly, amazing. Well done, Miss Conrad.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Give you that 60s look.
You might think that this is weird, that I am also doubling up on a brand.
Oh, okay.
But I am, and that's so strange.
Is it Makeup by Mario again?
No, but it's a very recent brand. I'm obsessed with this Find Your Happy Place brand.
Oh, right.
Remember the Unilever like new brand?
Yes.
It's sold at Walmart.
Yes.
So they have this. So they have different franchises, like your happy place might be like a cozy place or a happy place might be...
When I was linking to it, when you talked about it last time, I went deep on the Walmart website and I was like, what is all this? I'm loving it.
So there's this Find Your Happy Place Under the Starlit Sky body wash. And what does it mean to smell like you're under the starlit sky?
Tell us, Jess.
Well, to the folks that Find Your Happy Place, that means chamomile and sandalwood. And I would, when I smelled it in the shower, I was like, totes. it really is good. And then the imagery that's on the label is like this rural... you know, just like rolling hills, the fence, and then the twilighty pretty sky. I have not seen anything like that in a long time, not since I grew up like in New Jersey. And I did kind of feel like the cool night air and
in
like
tiny Manhattan shower.
Oh, like, yeah, like the sirens. The sirens are screaming, the honking, the idling trucks. It's just like horrible, but I do feel kind of taken away a little bit.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Find your happy place. Thank you. Find your happy place.
Yeah. And it's really, it's very affordable. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.